Sportsline here on Monday, 410-467-WBAL. That's the contact number. Brett Hollander now with former Ravens cornerback, former first-round pick, Dwayne Starks. Dwayne, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me again, man. You know I love that area.
Well, we do appreciate it. We have a lot of love for you, too, Dwayne. I do want to ask you tonight, though, about Michael Sam. Of course, that is the big story, not only in sports today, but if you watched any of the news programs out there, this is one of the big stories in our country right now. What do you think about this in the sense of an NFL locker room today? Could it would it be okay in accepting an openly gay player?
Oh, right now I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be a decision that the GM and the head coach is going to have to sit down and talk about. And I think it would be wise to sit down and talk to the players. You know, one of the things is when you have gay guys in the locker room or someone that you suspect is gay, you know, there's a lot of joking around. There's a lot of teasing. Guys don't have a heart when it comes to stuff like that. You know, they're gonna tease you. And the thing is, some guys already think that, you know, you may think someone in the locker room like, man, I never see this guy with a girl. Hey, he might be gay. I don't know. You know, so I think it's going to be something where the GM and everyone else have to sit down and talk about it and see if there's something that they can get past.
Do you think, though, at the end of the day, players are all about winning games and general managers who are fighting for their future? Every coach coaches every game, it seems, Dwayne, like it's his last. If they think player X can get that big interception or get that big sack, that at the end of the day, that's all that matters?
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is, it's a distraction. I mean, you look at it on the opposite side of that, if you have a young coach that's coming in, then that might be the best team to put him on because that young coach is not expected to win within the year one and year two. You know, they're going to have to – they're expected to see some type of growth on their team. And over that growth period, if you have a guy like Michael Sam on that team, maybe everyone can get used to just having him there. But if you're talking about a coach that's been around and he may have 2-3 years left on his contract where he has to win, I don't think they're going to take that situation and be okay with it because that's so much of a distraction where you don't want the media all over your team. You don't want every time that locker room opens to the media, everyone swarming his player and being a distraction or everyone's asking you about everything else besides football. You know, you don't want to talk about anyone's sexuality when you're up against a big game, you know, playing against Baltimore or New England for the playoff. You don't want that. You basically just want to be able to get through the season with at least, you know, the least possible situations or problems because we have enough of that anyway. You know, you got to worry about drunk driving, guys getting home safe, nightclubs, all the other situations and consequences that the guys are going to face. But now, you know, if he's involved in a game, what about his safety after a game if he causes a game? It's just so many other things to worry about or think about if you're actually, you know, thinking about bringing this guy on your team. You know, I don't have anything against, you know, gays or whatever you want to call, whatever anyone want to call themselves. I don't have any feeling about it, but there's a lot of guys in the locker room that feels the same way. And there's also a lot of guys in the locker room that really are strongly against it. So, you know, you never know what happens.
Dwayne, when you look at the teams you played for two of what is considered the gold standard of franchises in recent years, Baltimore, New England. You also played for Arizona and Oakland, two franchises, historically speaking, that are not considered as great. A lot of people today are saying if a team is out there that's going to draft Michael Sam, it's going to be from those gold standard franchises, Baltimore, New England, Pittsburgh, teams that are very comfortable in their standing in the community, have a proud tradition of not only winning, but how the organization is run. Does that make sense to you that a Baltimore could be better equipped to handle something like this with a guy like Kevin Byrne in PR and a chain of command from the top of ownership, president, GM, head coach, where they are more ready to handle anything like this?
Well, I think so. I mean, and then again, you know, it may be a team that wants to handle something like that. I don't, you know, if anyone, you've always seen the circus with the Jets, but, you know, you never know. You know, they can draft anyone. the question and the problem is that are your team in a position? Is your team in a position to deal with that? And like you say, Baltimore, they have a great history there. We've created such a high standards there, as well as teams like New England and other teams that has been that has a 100% great staff and But it's all about where you are, what are you trying to do, how much of this circus can you deal with without creating a distraction, not only just for your players, but now you got to have, like you say, Kevin Byrne and everyone else fighting off and trying to control the media on what they can do, which is something related to none other than, I mean, it is not related to sports. It's just related to
right.
sexuality or someone's preference. So that's a lot of extra work when it comes down to it. So, I mean, I would say give it to a team that does not have that type of staff. Let them grow. And you know, everyone's making excuses or finding reasons for their team losing anyway. So let that be one. Maybe that distraction will be one that will turn out to be something positive.
Dwayne Starks, former Raven, with us here on BAL for another minute or two. Dwayne, you were drafted in the league in 1998. You last played in 07. So it's been a number of years since you last played in the NFL. So I think things have evolved a lot in our society between 07 and now. But just looking at the 10 years you played in the NFL, did locker rooms progress, whether we're talking about homosexuality, race, religion, any other societal, cultural thing like that from 1998 to 07, did it grow with the times, in your opinion?
Well, I think the locker room is one of those places where no matter what's going on the outside, it's still one of those, it's still a man's room. It's still a man's club. You ever been to a all-male golf country club?
Mm-hmm.
It's just males. They don't want women in. I don't, you know, it's crazy. I've been to one before. And it's just a matter of just knowing, hey, I'm a man, and if I'm going to go to war with you, then I need a man next to me. That's how some of the guys feel. You know, and it's going to be tough wherever he's drafted, and it's probably going to take a couple of years before anyone really accepts it. But it has to happen first. You know, people wondering, okay, will gays be accepted in the NFL? I think so. I think they'll be accepted because you got guys like me that don't care what race or what actual sexuality that my player is. As long as he comes to war the same way I come to war and I'm not in the shower worrying about whether he's watching me or not, that's one of those things. And it would be easier for a team who actually has those dividers in the shower to be able to say, you know, it's not going to be an issue in the locker room because we have this type of facility. And that can be an issue. I mean, that can be a deal breaker on how open the locker room is, how open your actual players are, how their mentality, their maturity, and that all plays a part.
Former Raven, former first-round pick Dwayne Starks. Dwayne, we really do appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much for chiming in. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That's Dwayne Starks, former Ravens cornerback, former first-round pick, a pick six in the Super Bowl, and so much more. We appreciate Dwayne for chiming in. We'll come back with much more next here on Sportsline.